Queensland's beef producers have been buoyed by news China could be seeking to import almost 1 million head of cattle from Australia each year. But while there are opportunities for live export, domestic cattle supplies are tight and questions are being asked about the impact on Australia's meat processing sector. Established meatwork operators may be nervous, but the shrinking beef supply hasn't deterred a new player from entering the game. Burdekin cane farmer David Cox has been developing a 30,000 head feedlot and export facility near Townsville to supply the live cattle trade. And now he's ramping up plans to build a multi-million dollar abattoir at the site. Mr. Cox says Chinese investors are driving the project as they seek out new supplies of boxed and frozen meat.
As everybody knows, the demand for beef in China is just growing astronomically. And we think there's good quality beef comes out of North Queensland. It's the shortest route to there. And there are meatworks in China that are grossly underutilised and need cattle. So the first thing's going to be live exports. It's going to fit their demands. But most of the groups that I'm talking to also want a meatworks at both ends. They want a meatworks in China and they want a meatworks in Australia.
Now, we're not talking box beef, are we?
We're talking both. We're talking quarters, frozen quarters is the requirement of some, but there's a demand to put beef on the shelves in Asia that has got product of Australia on it, and they are prepared to pay a premium. And so I'm expecting some of the produce from here to be boxed beef.
A lot of the details of this abattoir plan are still being negotiated. You're looking at investors. But at this early stage, you do think it could cost anywhere up to at least $75 million to establish this facility. Just who is going to pick up the tab?
At this point in time, I'm contributing the farm and the feedlot and wanting to discuss investment by end users. It's the end users. The wholesalers and the retailers of beef in Asia are the ones that are picking up the margins, and they're the ones that are going to be able to put the meatworks here.
How many different groups are you actually negotiating with at the moment?
I wouldn't call negotiating. We're having discussions with about six, and I want to limit it to that at this point in time.
Back in 2012, the state government actually commissioned a report investigating the viability of a new abattoir site for the north. 10 different sites were looked at, and I guess Charters Towers, which is not too far from here, was considered possibly the least attractive of those 10 options. Given that, why are you so confident that you can actually attract an investor to this location?
Look, each site's got its own specific advantages and disadvantages. I've assessed this site here and believe that it's probably the best site in North Queensland. It's where just on 60 kilometres from the port, 50 kilometres from a city of 190,000 people. So there's labour available, there's services available. We're close to the port. There's a lot going for it here.
Townsville already has an existing abattoir with a capacity of somewhere in the vicinity of 300,000 head. How do you see that relationship playing out? Is there room for two abattoirs here in Townsville?
I think all you've got to do is talk to the beef producers in the west and they'll tell you that there's demand for another meatworks. So we're pretty confident there's room for another meatworks, and I'm of the view and openly saying it to the people we're talking to who keep asking, is there enough beef in the north? I'm suggesting to them all that if they pay 20 to 30% more to the producers than what their producer is currently getting, they'll get double the amount of beef out of North Queensland than they're getting, because that will put profitability back into the producer. The producer will spend money on upgrading watering facilities, fencing, and the common comment from producers is they will dramatically be able to increase production if they get 20 to 30% more at the producer level. That doesn't mean the price in China is any higher. It just means the margin in between is absorbed by the participants. The producer gets more.
Burdekin cane grower David Cox. If it does go ahead, the new abattoir will be competing with the existing JBS meatworks in Townsville. So will there be enough cattle in North Queensland to supply both abattoirs? Livestock agent Kevin Curry says there is, and local producers are crying out for more processing options.
Yes, it's a very exciting proposal, and it will get support from the industry, no doubt. We've had a level done to get cattle killed all through the year 2014 because the current equines in the north have got a far better supply than their kill capacity. So if another meatworks can open up close to Townsville that's got the capacity to kill 800 or 900 cattle a day and got the Chinese investment to develop new markets, very exciting proposal for the industry.
Is there enough cattle in North Queensland to keep this abattoir going over the longer term?
Yeah, no, there are enough cattle to supply Indonesia, Vietnam, live cattle into China and the meat export industry, but they'll have to compete for them. They won't be able to just open the door on Monday and have a whole supply of cattle to kill. There are plenty of cattle. We just need a bit more competition amongst the industry processors and live exporters to soak up the extra number of cattle and put pressure on prices.
Livestock agent Kevin Curry. LNP North Queensland Senator Ian McDonald supports the growth in live exports and says it shouldn't adversely impact the meat processing sector.
I think there is room for both additional onshore processing of beef cattle as well as the live cattle export. I don't see them being mutually exclusive. The fact that we do get this increased export to China should not impact upon the need and demand for boxed beef out of Northern Australia, and I would certainly hope that this in no way impacts adversely on fledgling proposals to have a meat processing plant in operation in the north. The fact that increased live cattle exports are going to China, I think is a good thing in that it will encourage the Chinese palate to more red meat, and more red meat means more exports of both boxed meat as well as live cattle exports. So it can well be a win-win situation.